Hachette Audio presents Crucible of Hell, The Heroism and Tragedy of Okinawa, 1945. Written by Saul David, read by William Roberts, with a prologue read by the author.
Prologue, Love Day. The USS El Dorado slowed as it approached the west coast of Okinawa in the pre-dawn darkness. Ahead, noted a U.S. Marine Corps colonel, could be seen the muzzle flashes of naval guns, arcing trajectories of red-hot projectiles, the glow of fires on a distant blur of shoreline. Above the hum of our ship's circulating blowers could be faintly heard the roll and reverberation of man-made thunder, as our supporting battleships, cruisers, destroyers and rocket gunboats increased the tempo of their shore bombardment. Designed as a floating command post, the El Dorado was packed with advanced communications equipment that left space for only 2 5-inch anti-aircraft guns. Yet she contained a highly valuable human cargo. Vice Admiral Richmond K. Kelly Turner, USN, the straight-talking 60-year-old commander of the huge amphibious armada of 1,300 ships and 183,000 combat troops that was converging on Okinawa, the most southerly of Japan's 47 prefectures, and Ground Force Commander Lieutenant General Simon Bolivar Buckner Jr., 58, the snowy-haired son of the famous Confederate general. It was the 1st of April 1945, or Love Day, the code name for the assault, and an auspicious date for Buckner, as it was, he noted in his diary, Easter Sunday, my father's birthday, and the day of my first battle. He added, I hope I shall be able to look back upon it with the same degree of enthusiasm with which I anticipate it. Eager for the fray, Buckner had risen from his cramped quarters at 4:30 a.m. and, after a quick breakfast of hot cakes, joined Admiral Turner on the bridge, where at 5:30 a.m. precisely they observed through binoculars the opening of the pre-landing bombardment of the target beaches at Higuchi, a third of the way up the 70-mile-long island, by the fire support force of 10 battleships, 9 cruisers, 23 destroyers and 177 gunboats. Over the next 3 hours, these vessels fired 44,825 rounds of 5-inch or larger shells, 33,000 rockets and 22,500 mortar shells, the heaviest concentration of naval gunfire ever to support a landing of troops. Shortly before 6 a.m, as the gunfire continued, the day dawned bright and clear, with excellent visibility of up to 10 miles and only a few scattered patches of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?